Okay, we have one more item this morning, which is a four-fifths agenda item, item 343-1.
Declare City Council support for the overturn of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act and temporarily suspend city travel by a public employee to the state of Indiana until the act is overturned.
Thank you, colleagues. I appreciate people being willing to put this on the agenda today. I wanted to give us a chance as a city to speak on this issue and to take a stand on it. I've spent some time over the last couple of days talking to my colleague, Greg Ballard, who's the mayor of Indianapolis, who also opposes the legislation that the Indiana legislature has so recklessly passed. And so I wanted to give us a chance to speak as a collective body on this issue, and that's why this is on the calendar today. So is anyone here to speak on the item? We didn't ask a lot of people to show up and sign up, but if anyone would like to speak, thumbs up is good.
I had Joe Walsh and Charles Johnson.
All right, Charles, you may get to sing solo on this.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and Portland and Oregon, being anti-discrimination and anti-hate states, are so fun and terrific to live in that we don't have any representatives here from Basic Rights Oregon or the Human Rights Campaign. My good friend Kate Lohr from First Unitarian, former Human Rights Commissioner, is not here. But we know all these people, and even probably, as you mentioned, the mayor of Indianapolis, understand the importance of this action. Even if Indianapolis as a city has spoken clearly that Governor Mike Pence and his legislative body for that state have made a huge mistake, they know that we need to put economic pressure on the misguided motives behind this legislation. And so I want to thank you, Mayor, and other areas. I think the state of Connecticut maybe was the first one nationwide, because this isn't really about religious freedom. We have a constitution that has worked fairly well for religious freedom for a long time, and we are sad that so many people elected to the legislative body of Indiana could vote to encourage their neighbors to be unchristian, immoral, and mean to one another and call it protection of religious freedom. So thank you all.
Thank you.
Mayor, just one comment, and thank you for bringing this forward. This past weekend, former Congressman Barney Frank was in town, and his book is now shot up to number 11 on the New York Times bestseller list in its first
That's
week.
Great.
And he told his story at a full house, a packed house at Powell's. He concealed his sexual orientation in 1980 because he knew he could not get elected to Congress had he been out. And three things were three legal barriers stood in his way in 1980. He could not serve in the military, he could not marry the love of his life in the state of his choice, and he could not qualify for top secret security clearance because of an old Eisenhower executive order that said if you were a gay, you were too much of a security risk and you couldn't qualify. 35 years later, that Eisenhower executive order was superseded by another executive order. Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed. 37 states plus the District of Columbia allowed for marriage. And 35 years later, when the state of Indiana, under the guise of religious freedom, said they wanted to discriminate against gays and lesbians, cities, states, and Fortune 500 companies said, no, you're not. And it looks like the governor is going to back down. We hope it's in short order. There's a new piece of legislation. And if they don't, it looks like they're going to miss out on some sporting events, some conventions, and a lot of tourism and economic activity. So I appreciate you bringing this forward and joining with Connecticut and San Francisco and Seattle and people of goodwill around the country who said discrimination is discrimination, and they should not be hiding behind this notion, this false notion of religious freedom. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, let's take a roll call vote then.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I appreciate, Mayor, you bringing this forward and actually establishing a travel ban by city employees to Indiana. Looks like we'll be doing the same for Arkansas. So I trust you'll handle that quickly. But this is really important to, call this out. And I can only, I'm trying to wonder why states are doing things like this. And I can only conclude that there is an element of the population in these states, Arkansas, Indiana, perhaps Georgia, that, fortunately have found out that they've been totally shut out from banning gay marriage. And, due to some tremendous rulings in the federal judicial system, you know, gay marriage is here. And so it's, I think this is, in many respects, it's a lashing out by some very conservative, very religious elements because they can't lash out on the number one topic that really drives them nuts. And so they're going to number two. So we will defeat them here as well. Aye.
Novick?
This episode is a reminder that the struggle for LGBT rights is not over, but fortunately now, as opposed to 40 years or 20 or even 10 years ago, the momentum and the firepower seem to be mostly on our side. So I'm proud to have our city join this latest battle. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, I can't believe that Commissioner Novick spoke before me, and I still can make this joke that if Indiana wants me, Lord, I can't go back there.
Touche.
I know. All right. This is not going to happen again, ever. Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, Josh Alpert, and your entire team for moving so quickly on this. It's important for us to make a statement, and sometimes the rest of the country does watch Little Portland, Oregon. Aye.
Hales.
No, I appreciate this, colleagues, and I think that actually peer pressure does make a difference in our business like any other. And actually, this one is personal for me, not just because we all share these values in Portland and this is so antithetical to those, but because Greg Ballard is a good guy who's been leading a progressive agenda as a Republican in a Midwestern city, and this is hurting Indianapolis. And I look forward to this getting overturned and personally attending the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Indianapolis next year after this is overturned and spending some money there. But until then, nope. Thank you all. Aye. And we're recessed till 2 p.m.